We are officially rocking and rolling. Okay, good morning, everybody. Gabby, good morning. Connie, good morning. Everybody, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Grand Rising to all you new niggas on the fucking set. Okay. Grand Rising and good morning. Okay, so we're going to do midday motivation. Okay, that's what we're going to do right now. We're just going to do a midday motivation. Like I said, so everybody just remember... these are not card pulls, single card pulls, so you don't gotta share or tag anybody. This is not a card pull session for anybody, okay? All right. So this is what I was gonna say a few seconds ago, though. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, 4 something this morning, and 4 something this morning, I had this thought, right? Like, okay, in 2007... First off, in 1907 is when they first started daylight saving time, right? In 1907, they got this fucking bright ass idea that they were going to start playing with time and they were going to have a spring forward and fall back or whatever the case may be. So in the spring and in the fall, they take it and change. They do change it. I don't fuck what they say. They push time up 80 minutes and back. 80 minutes. Okay. So what that means is essentially, you know, when it's supposed to be light somehow miraculously because they changed the hands on the clock, it's now daylight and vice versa. The eerie, weird part about daylight savings time is right after daylight savings time, people with heart problems usually experience heart conditions and they see a spike in strokes. Okay, now why is Leslie talking about heart conditions, strokes, and daylight savings time? Because a lot of us are calling ourselves alchemists. A lot of us are astronomers and astrologers, right? We're following, oh, this moon cycle, that moon cycle. Oh, look, it's a fucking Lionsgate portal and it's a full moon and we're in fucking Leo right now. How the fuck do you know that? How are you 100% certain, unless you have a telescope and you are out there and you know constellations and you are looking up at the sky every day, how do you know for certain outside of the moon? Because, you know, you can tell when it's waning, waxing, full. Okay. But how do you know we're in fucking Gemini or Leo? Or how do you know that? How do you know that when they have been? How do you fucking know that we're even really in summer right now when it looks like spring outside and it feels like spring outside? I'm saying this because a lot of us are not really aware and in tune with the world that we live in. A lot of us really have no idea how much they have manipulated the world around us. They are manipulating every fucking aspect of everything. So for all you guys that think you are astrologists and astronomers, and for all you people that feel like, oh, yes, I know this moon and I know this and I know, you know, I'm in this. Okay, cool. Prove it. Get you a telescope and start tracing trajectories. Show me that you know the paths of these stars and constellations. And when they're coming back, or show somebody something, because let me tell you something. My body and my heart and my soul and my mind is telling me we're fucking completely backwards. We are completely fucking backwards. What we think is up is down, and what we think is down is up. We are fucking backwards. Our circadian rhythms are all off in our bodies. That's why a lot of us have issues sleeping. That's why a lot of us are getting depressed and have these fucking big ass bouts of anxiety. It's because your body's natural attunement with the earth is off. It's off. Last month, hey sis, hey baby, yeah, I know they gonna lock me up. Oh well, fuck them. Okay, go to lovelyvibes.com, go to terravibestv.wordpress.com, and you can find me. Okay, that's where all this stuff is going. terravibestv.wordpress.com. Okay. We don't realize, look, like, I don't want to get stuck here. So I'm not going to get stuck here. All I want to say is a lot of us need to do a little bit more research because we are emotionally and physically going through a war that we have no idea that we are in the middle of. Okay. We have no idea that a lot of the issues that we're going through at this very moment are because they are choosing to fuck with the earth. They are choosing to fuck with this made up construct. And that's another part I just want to touch on real quickly, right? This has to be a made up construct called time, because if time was not a made up construct, how are they able to manipulate it and say, okay, now we're going to spring up 80 minutes or fall back 80 minutes. If they can manipulate it, then that means we made it. It's a made up construct. Which means if you feel like you don't have the time to do something, that is a fallacy. That's false. That's a fucking lie. You have all the time in the world to do anything because time is just a made up construct. They have you thinking you're on a 24 hour time schedule, but if they can manipulate it, then clearly it's not a 24 hour construct. This could just be me, right? I could just be connecting dots that don't need to be connected. But I just found it ironic that after daylight savings time, there is an increase in people having heart issues and strokes, which means your body is connected to this construct called time. Which means if they're fucking with the time, they're fucking with the seasons again. Which means they're fucking with your natural rhythm. They're fucking with us on all levels. Okay. So let's get moving this morning. Okay. I hope everybody's feeling good today. I just wanted to drop that little gem in your lap. Right. So this morning, first and foremost, we're going to thank Saint, Spirit, Guides, Ancestors. Right. We're going to thank our most benevolent entities and energies. We're going to thank them all for their love, guidance, and protection during these sessions. Right. We are going to thank our shadow team and our light team, as above, so below, as within, so without. Okay. And we are going to ashe all of the ancestors. Ashe, ashe, ashe. As their story was written, so is our own. Okay, so is our own. So let's see what we have going on for the general collective today. I don't even know what today is. August 11th, right? It's Wednesday, August 11th. Let's see what we got going on for the general collective. But let me tell you something. Be mindful, okay? Be very, very mindful of the things that you do because your body is not as easily fooled as your mind. Okay. Alicia, Grand Rising, good morning. Hey, beautiful. Okay. So first and foremost, for the general collective, let's see what we have for the energy for today. What energy do we have going on? Everybody that's getting these intuitive healing sessions, signing up for these intuitive healing sessions, thank you so, so much. Okay, this is actually some dope ass shit, and I can't thank y'all enough for trusting me to help you heal certain parts of your life, right? Trusting me to walk you through trauma and hurt and pain, and at the end of it, leave you feeling amazing, right? So thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. I can't express exactly how happy that shit makes me feel that y'all recognize that I'm just trying to help a couple motherfuckers. Sorry. Like I tell you guys all the time, I want to be one of those grand risers. Actually, I don't. But, you know, I had the opportunity to be one of those, you know, grand rising king, you know, and a neck full of crystals and head wraps, and I had the opportunity to do that. I-E-Y-E, I am the light. That just didn't resonate with me. That just didn't. I'm a hood bitch. And like I say all the time, I find it funny that the universe chose me to unwrap these gifts. But I know why they chose me, because there are so many of us that are in the hood that don't understand that you too have gifts, right? There are so many of us that are in these fucked up situations that feel like we're not even worthy of gifts, when in all reality, we are the main ones that have these gifts. because these are the gifts that are going to free us from the fuckery that we are in the middle of, right? So there are so many more people in the hood that I wish stepped into themselves, especially men. There are so many men in urban areas that don't realize how fucking great and amazing they are. They don't realize the real power that they possess. They really think that they're just supposed to be gangbangers and baby daddies. And I'm here to change that. I'm here to switch that narrative. I want to show y'all, better than I can tell y'all, that we are the chosen ones. We are the light and the dark. It's us, right? It's us. So the first two cards that we have today, we have the inner power card and we have guidance. Okay, this inner power card says, give me the courage and the power to do what must be done, right? And this guidance card, the guidance card says, when you make divine intelligence your foundation, you finally have a fixed star to follow. So ironically, this inner power and this guidance card, they go hand in hand, right? Because a lot of us are lacking the guidance we need so that we can see exactly how powerful we really are, so that we can see on a day-to-day basis, you don't need somebody to tell you what move to make. You already know the moves to make. You're just not listening to yourself, right? Intelligence is your foundation. This is what the guidance card says. Making divine intelligence your foundation. Divine intelligence is a fancy word for your intuition. Okay? So when you make your intuition your foundation, meaning when you start trusting in yourself, when you start believing that voice that tells you to do something, move this way, talk this way, say this, put your money here, get away from this person, listen to it. That is your divine guidance. We don't usually need too many outside sources once we find ourselves. Once we bite the bullet and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to isolate myself. I'm going to pull back from everybody and everything. I'm going to just look at myself, my situation. Okay, once I start doing that, once I take a step back and go, okay, yeah, I hear what this person is saying and this person is saying. But once I started listening to myself, hey, I started to realize that I was saying this, this, and this the whole time. Right? So some of us need to kind of pull back and listen to ourselves. Some of us need to refocus our intentions. Because if you want something so bad, you have to put all your energy into that intention. All your focus, all your fucking focus. So Star, you know what's so funny? I appreciate everybody that listens to me, but I love the people that put what I say into action. I love the people that inbox me and go, yo, Les, that shit you said, yeah, I did this, this, and this. And bitch, thank you. Those are the people that I fucking appreciate. I mean, I love everybody, but I appreciate the people that actually implement and actually take the time out of their day to say, you know what? I'm going to pause because I remember Leslie saying, if I do this, this, and this, I'm going to be fucked up and I don't want to be fucked up. She said, if I just listen to myself and my gut feeling right now is telling me not to do this, so I'm going to take two steps back and remove myself from the situation. I'm not going to do this shit. I'm not going to do this shit. Right? These are the people that I appreciate, because a lot of us internalize a lot of information and never actually utilize it. Right? A lot of us internalize a lot of information just so we can sound cute when we're talking to other people, and just so we can spit shit back. And a lot of us females, I'm starting to notice, we do that shit so we can impress these raggedy ass kings, okay? Oh, nah. I need people that are actually using the information and doing the work, right? If you remove yourself from negative situations. And if you are able to, in the middle of a negative situation, stop yourself, that's where the changes begin. You don't need a $1,000 ritual from somebody. You don't need $60 oils. You motherfuckers, I'm quiet as kept. I'm so sorry. But some of us are buying oils from people that aren't even aging the properties. They're not even aging. Like, a lot of us don't realize quiet is kept, right? If I'm doing spell work, right? And it asks me, you know, for, let's just say, manifesting some money, right? I need cinnamon sticks, but I need 5-year-old cinnamon sticks. A lot of y'all are getting oil with cinnamon sticks right from fucking Price Chopper or whatever grocery store. And you're like, oh my God, why are these oils not working? Yeah. The oils are not working because the person just wanted the money. They're not respecting the craft. Right? So I'm not sure how I just got there, but check your occultists. Make sure they're respecting the craft. Make sure they're doing the things that they need to be doing. And make sure that you as well are doing the things you need to be doing. I don't even know where that shit came from. So y'all know how my brain works. Once something comes to the tip of my brain, it's like word association. Should be like word association. Okay. So yeah, what time is it? I gotta keep track of the time because I have a session coming up. Kevin, I have a sound bath today. So I have a sound bath today, 2 intuitive healing sessions, and a 30-minute session today. So I have to keep track of the time. I have to keep track of the time. So let's see, general energy for the collective today. What's going on with the general collective? Ooh. The Tower card. Why do I always feel like the Tower card? Oh, so, okay. So some of you guys might be going through legal situations right now. Some of you guys might be, you might have gotten into a situation with a friend, right? An associate or a friend that landed you in some legal trouble. Maybe, you know, you tried to help your girlfriend out and bust the windows out her baby daddy car. And now that nigga's pressing charges because he ain't playing with y'all and y'all bullshit, right? So some of you guys are going through legal issues right now that might involve your friends or third party situations, right? So some of you guys could be trying to figure your way out of these legal situations. Some of you guys are really trying to let go of people, places, and things right now because you need a fucking peace of mind, right? Some of you guys might be going, okay, well, I tried to talk to you this way, I tried to talk to you that way, but every single time I tried to come back around and talk to you, it just feels like I'm meeting a brick wall. It just feels like you don't understand where I'm coming from, right? It feels like I'm the one that's left empty here and you're the one that's seemingly fulfilled or at least going on about your fucking business like you don't care. So some of you guys are disconnecting from people, which is good because I was just kind of talking about that, right? Some of you guys are disconnecting from people because these are not balanced relationships. You're starting to realize that I give more. So since I give more than you will ever give, I'm going to back the fuck up off of this. I'm like literally walking away from this situation with a clean mind because I didn't do anything here, right? Some of you guys might be arguing, going back and forth with friends. You might have just walked away from a friendship. Like, you know what? Every time I turn around here, you want me to do something for you. You need this, you need that, you want this, you want that. But I can't never get that in return. There's just this energy here of things being unbalanced, right? So this could be with you, with a friendship or a relationship, or this could just be you feeling unbalanced. This could be you, like I said, maybe needing to get your sleep patterns in order, right? You need to start eating better, okay? Some of you guys might be coming out of a third party situation. Some of you guys might be coming out of a third party situation or learning that you were the other woman in a situation, right? Like this person just lied to you, or it could even be a man, you know, this person lied to you, told you that, you know, you're the only person, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. Then lo and behold, you know, through social media or whatever the case may be, you found out that there was somebody else, or you found out that they were entertaining other people. So there's this energy here of somebody needing to kind of, you know, nurture themselves, because you're beating yourself up over something that you had no control over. You couldn't control what this person was doing. You couldn't control how they felt. Yep. And this motherfucker was kind of a narcissist. So it doesn't make a difference what you say, right? Because it would never make a difference what you say. This person was going to gaslight you anyway. So somebody here was definitely messing with a narcissist. Somebody here definitely got caught up with somebody who couldn't control their emotions, right? It's a man who could not control his emotions. Okay, so you want to be very, very mindful here that you might be dealing with a narcissist, or you might just be dealing with somebody who gaslights a lot. Like, oh, no, it's not me, it's you. It's never me, it's always you, right? Always emotional. Okay, maybe even might not have gotten physically abusive, but definitely this air of, you know, emotionally abusive, right? So somebody here needs to separate from a situation. It could be a female too, being emotionally abusive to her mate, but this really feels like a man, masculine energy. So it could be like a gay relationship, and the, you know, the aggressive femme is the one that's really being abusive here in this situation. But there's definitely this third party here that needs to, it's a third party situation here. This is really, so what this is, you know, maybe you felt like at first this was the person that you were wishing for. You felt like, you know, this person could provide you the things that you needed. And then slowly but surely you started to see that, no, they can't. And they can't because they don't never see what the fuck is wrong. They don't never see what's going on with them. They don't never see when they're the problem, right? They never want to take accountability for the part that they played in these situations. So you're kind of left indecisive. You're kind of left going back and forth here. Like, I don't really know. Should I stay? Should I go? I don't really know. Do I really want to fuck with you? My feelings are involved here, but you don't provide for me the things that you said you were going to provide for me. You're not giving me that same energy that you were giving me about 6 to 8 months ago. So about 6 to 8 months ago, I feel like things were a little bit better in this situation. 6 to 8 months ago, I kind of feel like that was your representatives talking, right? And now that things have kind of, you know, settled, this person, yeah, you're ready to go. You're contemplating leaving. You have no idea what you're still doing here. This person is telling you all the time, you know, if you don't cut your bullshit, I'm going to leave. If you don't stop this, I'm going to go. And so again, with the gaslighting, because they don't really want to leave. They just want you to feel sorry for them. They just want you to feel, I kind of even get the feeling that this person might say things like, you know, everybody else in my life has done this to me, and now you're going to do it too, right? Or everybody used to do this and say this, and now here you are. They're fucking gaslighting. They're gaslighting like a motherfucker. Okay, they're gaslighting. So like, let that shit go. Okay, let that situation go. Let it go. Okay. So let me see here. Let me just get a, oh, Jesus, effing Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Okay, so let's see. Marilyn. Hey, Marilyn. Hey, Bull. So let's see what's going on here. Perfectionism. Be content to know perfection as a distant utopian goal to which we journey but never arrive. Yeah, so if you were, let me tell you something. If you were looking for a perfect relationship, this is telling you perfection is in the eye of the beholder. And if this person appeared perfect at first, you need to realize that was just your perception of a person. Nobody is perfect. Nobody, right? So because they couldn't live up to what you consider to be perfection, that's not their fault. It's yours. It's yours. Okay? And you have to be accountable for that. The fact that you assumed there was a such thing as perfection, and then you attach that to a person who is not able to be perfect. Okay? Introspection is often necessary to deepen our awareness of the unity and divinity of life. Gabriella, thank you. Talking about I'm glowing. That's what happens when you don't have sex. When you don't have sex, okay, all your energy is getting preserved, and then you naturally start to glow because you have all this energy backed up. Okay, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I have no idea. But thank you, baby. Thank you. So introspection. I kind of feel like this is saying, you know, because you're at such a crossroad in your relationship and within yourself, right? You need to, like I said earlier, take a step back, okay? You have to take a step back and figure out what do you really want? What do you really want? What are you really looking for in life? What are you really expecting from this relationship, from this connection, right? What is your goal here? A lot of us get into relationships and we lack goals, right? You get into the relationship, well, my goal here is to have a son. My goal here is to have a husband. My goal here is to uplift my mate. My goal here is to find a better half, somebody that I can merge with and, you know, start businesses and create a solid foundation for an amazing future. What's your goal in your relationship? Is your goal just to have sex and to keep this person from having sex with other people? What's your goal in your relationship, right? So sometimes we need to introspect. And for all of us that are single, right, it's introspecting to figure out what do we want? What are you willing to accept? What are you willing to, and this could be the energy too, right? Some of us are coming into connections. We might be talking to people and we're trying to figure out where is this going? Right? You're talking to somebody and you're trying to figure out, is this going to be something or are we just going to fuck on each other? Right? So in that space, in that phase, that beginning phase, that's where you set boundaries. That's where you set goals. That's where you set your expectations. That's where you let it be known. This is what I want. This is what I require. This is my love language. This is my communication style. Right? Sacred space. It says, use beautiful art, music, and creativity of all kinds to put you into a sacred space. So this is a cute way of saying meditate. And for those of you that have been paying attention to the things that I've been saying recently, right? Meditation is not just this sitting lotus style with your legs crossed and chanting. That's not just meditation. I say this all the time. Meditating could be your form of art, drawing, singing, dancing. It could be you when you run, when you do physical sports. It could be you when you drive, right? Meditation could be any aspect, anything that you do that zones you out and helps you focus solely on you is a form of meditation. So find your sacred space. Find your sacred space and connect with yourself. Okay? That's literally what you want to do. That's literally the best thing you can do for yourself every single day, at least 10, 15, 20 minutes a day. Connect with yourself. Connect with yourself. Okay? So guys, I'm keeping these short and sweet, only because I'm not too sure. Oh, here's one more seed. Here's one more seed. Having the intention to grow like a seed and bloom is at the heart of creativity. Okay? Having the intention to grow like a seed. So anything that, you know, seeds take time. Seeds take nurturing, right? Seeds need the proper condition to sprout and grow. Right? So this is saying treat yourself like a seed and not a weed. Treat yourself like a seed and not a weed. Okay? So guys, I'm going to get moving. I have to go outside and start setting up for the sound bowl session. So I have to get moving. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all already know that. We're going to come back hopefully later on today and do the share party, right? The not a share cheer party. Okay. Again, anybody who is interested in the intuitive healing sessions, if you are stressed, depressed, overworked, overwhelmed, if you are going through things, if you have trauma that you need to work through, these are basically like shadow working sessions, but in real time. So if you feel like you could benefit from shadow work and you need some assistance, these are free as long as you agree to be voice recorded. Okay, so if you would like a free session, all you have to do is inbox me. Okay, just DM me. We'll chat a little bit. And if I feel like you're right, I will add you to the group. And we are going to set up a date for you to have your session, your first session. Okay, so everybody, have an amazing, wonderful day. Giselle, hey Giselle, hey babe. Okay, everybody have an amazing day. Run this back, catch this. I don't know who these messages were for this morning, but yeah, okay. So everybody, thank y'all so much. I know how I leave you right from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between. Okay, be healthy, 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 right? Our health is our true source of wealth. So if we don't have our health, we legit don't have anything else, okay? Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affect your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board, okay? I need y'all to be healthy. All right. I love you guys. Okay. Deuces.